And coming up for 6:30, time now to chat to Jeff Ayliffe, who will tell you exactly what to do, where to do it, and if you're an outdoors person, this is the segment for you. Jeff Ayliffe, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane. It's a cooler 16-degree day expected in Cape Town today. A chance of some light rain with the winds out of the southwest. We've been speaking to Dion Braun over the past few weekends about setting up your own gardens to grow subsistence foods. And Dion has been sharing reasons behind wanting to grow foods and looking at how the gardens work. Today, he presents the next part of this chat.
Jeff, thank you so much again for the invite. In the first episode, we asked about the motive and we continued that in the second. Then we asked, how does nature work? And we realized that plants are part of the web of life and that they need fungi and many other life forms in the soil to feed them and make them healthy, and that they do not need the chemicals that we pour on them. In this episode, I'd like to say, what is actually growing in your garden right now? As you're starting to grow, what are the plants that are already there? And I'll bet you that many people do not know the medicinal value and even sometimes the food value of plants that are in their gardens. So the first is to do an inventory of your garden. What is growing there? What do you want to remove? And sometimes don't remove plants that you might think are not useful. For example, in my garden, I have a custard apple tree, which is unfortunately planted too close to a jackfruit tree. I was going to cut out the custard apple, even though it's a beautiful tree, but I decided that I was going to rather use it as a growing post to grow a yard-long bean on. So then I could put some kind of a trellis on there and grow it up there. So do the same. All the plants in your garden are useful. They've got their roots in the soil. They're feeding the microorganisms through the sugars that go down from their leaves, down their stems. They put them into the soil through their roots. And the more plants you have in the ground, the better. So sometimes, even though you might not think they're useful, you can use them as a layer, as a stacking layer. So I hope that gives you ideas. Maybe you have an apple tree or a pear tree, depending on your climate. And maybe there's an old tree. Instead of maybe taking it out, think about using it as a growing post. So that's it. It's a wonderful world out there, and the plants are doing their thing, and we should just work with them and make the world a greener place. Thank you so much, everyone. Cheers.
Peninsula Ramblers, today's hike is fully booked, so we're going to move on to next Saturday. Next Saturday's hike, to put into your diaries, is Table Mountain and Echo Valley, meeting at 8 o'clock, the cable car lower station at the ticket office. The hike will lead from the top station of the cable car down Echo Valley and continue to McClare's Beacon. From there, back to the central table, back to the cable car. Entrance fee for a return ticket. If you're a pensioner, it's 100 Rand. If you're a child, it's 190. It's 380 Rand, the full fare. And if you're not a pensioner and planning to go three or more times in a year, then I can really recommend the cable card, which will allow you unlimited access for a year at 850 Rand for adults. And that's probably worth doing if you do want to spend a lot of time up on the mountain. PeninsulaRamblers.org.za is the website to go and check ahead. There's been numerous complaints from users of Lower Tokai over the past year about the condition of the boardwalk along the eastern and northern perimeter of the Fynbos Conservation Site. So there's now an option for the public to get involved and buy a plank to assist with the rebuild. Every 50 Rand you donate will buy you one plank, and every plank counts. Part of the work has already commenced by the rangers, but the honorary rangers are still actively trying to fundraise to get the boardwalk completed in time for summer. If you're interested in helping, you can go to www.sandparks.org/donate and see if you want to get involved with that. That's it from me for this morning. I will be back again next weekend.